This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It started 14 years ago when Albuquerque's Twicklock Company invited its theater friends from around the world to New Mexico for a collective experience of sharing and experimentation. The 2014 Revolutions Theater Festival begins this week and runs through February 2nd with performers from Germany, Spain, France, New York City, and right here in New Mexico. Hannah Kaufman Banks, Twicklock's co-artistic director, is with us this morning for a look at this year's festival. Hannah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us. First of all, how do you put together a festival like this? What are you looking for in terms of performers inviting to New Mexico to take part?
Well, certainly we always look for very high level of theatricality, something that's going to be a little bit new to New Mexico, perhaps a style that is not produced here often. We are a physical theater company, often seek out like-minded work. We look for a lot of acrobats. There are a lot of trained clowns in our company. We look for a lot of clown shows. Things that will challenge an Albuquerque audience while also inviting them in and opening their perception of what a theatrical performance can look like.
A really good example of what you're just talking about is a young duo from Berlin.
Yes, Astrid and Otto, performing a show called Die Roten Punkte. And it is, for all intents and purposes, a rock show. It will be in Theater X at UNM. And Astrid and Otto are this very, very interesting brother and sister duo who were orphaned in Berlin at, I believe, 6 and 8. And they found themselves in a squat and started a band and have not turned back. They put on a performance that is not just about music, but is kind of exploring themselves through their music and presenting a complete package on stage that is not just musicality and it's not just, you know, here's a song I've written, but is more a scope of here is our entire life story. You see it in 90 minutes. It's really remarkable.
Wow.
And they have won awards all across the Australia Fringe, and they're absolutely fascinating.
That's this weekend. The following weekend, there's this collective of 8 young people mm-hmm. from around the world who have put together a show of their own. Tell me about that and what people can expect to see.
Sure. The performance is called Fonale, and it is produced by the Performance Project First Generation, who we have brought to the festival before. This is a new group of artists. Most of them are under 18, and they're all the first of their familial generation to do something. The first to come out of the closet, the first to graduate college, the first to move to a different country. It's kind of a group of people who have come together based on their furthering the idea of what their family is capable of to a certain extent.
Wow.
And there are artists from Haiti, Tanzania, Puerto Rico. It's performed in 8 languages, and it looks absolutely beautiful. I can't wait to see it.
In addition to these guests, there are some shows that originated right here.
Yes. Twicklock always likes to put one of their own pieces of work in the festival, and so we will be performing The Menu, which is Jim Linnell's book of poetry directed by Elsa Menendez. And we, every year, Twicklock hosts an evening called Excavations. It's our new work series where we can workshop the pieces that we have in progress and receive a lot of audience feedback. And we're also introducing a new excavation series called the New Play Initiative. That's really the point of our festival, to open up a community discussion about art.
Great. Hannah Kaufman Banks of the Twicklock Company has helped curate the 2014 Revolutions International Theater Festival. The festival begins this week and continues through February 2nd in a variety of Albuquerque venues. For a schedule and for ticket information, go to twicklock.com. Hannah, so great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.